Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dog that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new.
Let's go to the guy in Vegas, CEO and founder of pregame.com, also national host on Fox Sports Radio, on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. It's our friend RJ Bell with us on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, RJ.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Well, let's get to a game that's already causing some controversy on this show today.
Controversy.
It's this game between the Lions and the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is heading indoors. And
just so you know, RJ, because I'm an idiot and I bet with my heart sometimes, I'm a Lions fan, so I want to take the Lions in this. I don't feel like 6.5 is enough.
And out of spite, I'm going to take the Chiefs just to spite Hardy and be a troll. So how do you feel about this game?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I think this is the great example of how you can be 95% sharp. But to be a real pro, the guy that is the best of the best, you got to understand when not to use the sharp principles. Mm. So what are the sharp principles? Mm. Which is, you went to home team.
Don't bet your heart.
Well, yeah, don't bet. But that's kind of one in the long run for all the audience. It's going to even out. Some are going to be fans of Team X. Some are going to be fans of Team Y. But I do agree with that. Don't bet with your heart. Doesn't mean we don't like Detroit here. What we know, though, is in general, home teams, underdogs, and teams that aren't as flashy are good bets. Well, that seems to all point to Detroit. But, it does. I don't like Detroit.
Yeah.
And here's why. I believe occasionally a team comes along, a player comes along, a scheme comes along that fundamentally is innovative. That the idea that, the outlier type results are going to regress to the mean, that it doesn't necessarily happen because it's a fundamental change. Something is different. And to me, Mahomes, something is different about this cat. And if you really think about it, he's been doing this, off of where you think there'd be a sophomore slump, right, to some degree.
Plus without Tyreek Hill.
Without Tyreek Hill, one of the five or six most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL. So you look at it's almost like everything's interchangeable but him. And I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm saying it's probably more the case than any quarterback we've seen. And, you mentioned the Dome. First serious professional game in the Dome. But let's look at some evidence here. He had over 120 extra yards in his college career when he played in a Dome. 492 per game. Four games in a Dome.
Oh!
And by the way, one preseason game in the Dome averaged over 11 yards per attempt. So this guy, it's not just the perfect conditions. Think about Kansas City's surface. Think about the surface in a Dome. Speed kills. I don't want to. I'm still held back. I can't lay it, but I am not betting against Kansas City. I actually had the Ravens last week. I backdoored it. I'm probably going to have a moratorium on betting against Kansas City until I can see where the true plateau is for this team.
All right, RJ, there's another seemingly dumb play that we've done this week because we're betting against another home dog, and that's New Orleans. Cowboys coming in to New Orleans. We like Dallas this week.
I'm like a proud papa, though I think you guys are older than me, but I'm a proud papa in the following way. I agree. This was an example, and we can say it now. I do a podcast did it this morning with Colin Cowherd. He had the Saints, and I called it a duct tape shoe sharp play. The guys who have the Saints.
I'm so confused right now.
Well, it's like Freddie Fanny Pack. It's a duct tape shoe.
No, duct tape shoe is the guy. I know what it is. Go ahead.
It's the guy who's sharp, used to win, maybe even is a professional, but he's struggling. His financial resources are down. He can't buy those new $300 shoes.
You're describing us.
He has to put duct tape on them.
Yes.
Because he's trying to be sharp.
Yes.
But he's missing the modern approach to being sharp.
Okay.
And to me, I think the Saints are a team that are so overrated that whatever the sense of, oh, home dog, Dallas had, I'm guessing, let me guess the handicap on the Saints, whoever had him, it was like, well, you know, Dallas hasn't played anyone yet. And Dak, you know, he's probably pretty good, but he's not as good as he seems. And did you see Bridgewater last week? Well, I did see Bridgewater. He doesn't throw downfield. In the NFL, if you don't throw downfield, you're in trouble. And if you actually look at the score or the scoreboard, yeah, Saints won. If you look at the box score, they got outgained massively last week. And in the long run, yards and winning go hand in hand. I personally think that the play here, especially at 2.5, is Dallas.
Okay, I'm waiting for the simulcast to give me the sharp logo, please, because I don't think I've ever had it from RJ before. So can you please put that graphic up, please, so I can see what it looks like just once in my
life?
They
say it's like in politics.
It's not that great a graphic.
If you keep going left and it's a circle, right? The extremes are down there together. I think you are so square, you finally are sharp. It finally happened.
I'll take it.
I took Jacksonville, who's actually getting 3 against Denver.
So what's your take on Minshew?
I like him. I think he's scrappy, and I think he's more of a pocket guy than these robots that stare at the coach on the sideline until 15 seconds on the clock. I think the kid's got some game.
Okay, so let me ask you, other than a fellow we all are familiar with, Tom Brady, name me a quarterback who was drafted after the 4th round that has had extended success, and let's call extended even 1.5 years.
You really can't.
Okay, so that means that Minshew is going to be exposed.
We got to go way back, right? You got to go back to the Rams here, so like Mark Bulger and company.
Yeah, and Bulger's the guy with the success?
No, I mean, there's nobody currently, I don't think.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, right? So to some degree, doesn't mean there can't be an exception, because we could have said the same thing about Brady, but it is going to be a once-a-generation, it seems. And maybe all of the talented quarterbacks coming out of high school into college, into pros, we're going to have a little bit more of it. Because you could make the case that the 49ers, I'm having a mental block in his name right now, the 49ers backup that played last year had the best.
C.J. Beathard?
No.
No, the other one.
Or Nick Mullins.
Mullins, exactly, Mullins. Yes. If you actually look entering this year with Mullins and his numbers versus Jimmy G., they were pretty similar. Now, the question is, why isn't someone trading for Mullins? So, to some degree, I think what we're seeing with Baker Mayfield, which is, if you're limited, and he is physically limited with his height, the situation is, in the offseason, they figure out how to come at you. I think we're seeing with Cleveland, with the weaker offensive line, they're rushing from the middle and getting pressure up from the middle, and Mayfield's trying to run outside, but he's not fast enough to get outside, so he's in trouble. He can't throw over whenever he has pressure in the middle, and he can't get outside. I got to be honest with you. I don't think Mayfield is going to be able to overcome this. At least I don't see how he does. He doesn't get faster. He doesn't get taller. So it's a good example where these limited physical quarterbacks, the NFL is too smart long-term for them to beat them. And is Minshew not limited? Then if not, why was he drafted so late?
That's a good point.
RJ, quickly before we let you go, the line on the Patriots game this week, obviously coming way down from where it was in previous weeks. Are the Bills getting the appropriate amount of credit after their 3-0 start?
Well, we always talk about the 6-point swing if the game switched venues, so the Pats would be favored by 13. So 13 at home doesn't feel like the Bills are getting all that much respect, but I think it's more about the Patriots. I'm sure you've heard these stats. It bears repeating. First team in NFL history not to give up an offensive touchdown first 3 games. You go back to the Super Bowl, and now it's 4?
4.
This team is very good. This defense is maybe one of the better defenses we've seen in the modern era. Let's say 2010, pass heavy onward. The other side is, and I don't know if you guys agree, I'm going to make a prediction. I think the Pats offense is much better than we've seen. But just like Gronk last year, what was he? The analogy was the car, the third car in the family, the rich family, only takes him out on the weekend, mm-hmm. only if it's not raining. Gronk was like that, right? I think Brady being aggressive downfield is going to be like that. When they can just run and win, they're going to do it. They don't want to put Brady in harm's way, but when they need him, I think they're going to show stuff they don't show in the other games. And I think this, a statement game, might be one of those games. You heard Brady in the break talk about first quarter starting fast. I would love, if you want to be a little sophisticated, looking to play the Pats in the first quarter. They've started fast, and you know Allen's going to be a little bit scared. I actually like the Pats in the game if I had to play it. And you guys know this stat too. Final thing. Last 15 times in Buffalo, Pats have lost only one straight up, only twice against the spread.
The one thing we liked in this game was the under, 42.5. We took the under.
I got to tell you, it feels so right. It scares me. But you're right in that. I see, I don't know, though. Man, in the modern era, you get down under 44, you are looking at a low-scoring game. In fact, I don't like. The more I think about this, the more I don't like it. I just think the Pats are putting up a lot of points, and I also think Buffalo plays well from behind. Josh Allen is a garbage time quarterback.
I love the first quarter Patriots bet, though. And by the way, RJ, your third car metaphor is lost on a bunch of duct tape shoe guys.
Well,
one
that's
doesn't
true.
Go with the other. We don't have the
but,
third.
But
we
they got can duct dream. Tape. They can dream about it.
Yeah, we knew what it was like once.
RJ Bell on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. RJ, you're the best. Thank you as always.
Hey, guys, it's a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
See you, RJ.
Right. RJ Bell from pregame.com and also Fox Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, a quick Red Sox stop before we get back into your calls. The owners of the Red Sox have agreed to speak with the media today.
Oh, good.
Sorta. There's stipulations and restrictions on it. I'll explain it to you next.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Tub, Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Great rejoin, the best.
Oh yeah!
You know, we won a Marconi last night. It's amazing that they gave this station a Marconi when we play these rejoins like this.
I bet when a PD is
the first time I've hit the generic rejoin all day because we're working on fake promos back here.
Yeah, and you know what?
The first time
and
all day.
And as soon as you hit it, it's noticeable.
Yeah, you know what?
We're like, ah!
Hey, Beetle, when the market manager and the PD go up and get the
I hope they played this in the music when Mike Thomas went up on stage to accept the award last night in Dallas. At the yes, that's what they played, Artie. That was the walk-up music to get the award. Or that, or Love in the Elevator. Love in an Elevator.
I've been asking you guys for 45 minutes whether you want to play Kyrie sound. You haven't answered me one time.
We haven't decided yet.
You guys aren't listening to me.
Kyrie's
but one time I hit the generic music, you guys notice it right away because we're working on something back
Come on, Louth. You know better. Play that crap. God.
Before we tell you about this.
Just take the easy way out and do it every single time.
Oh, here we go. It'd be like Tom.
It's not your style.
Remote. It's not your style. Oh, fucking mess.
Woo.
Woo. Come on, give me the next one.
Come on, one more.
You gotta play all the way through to the next track.
No, don't. Right, stop.
Just give me the next one.
It won't go until you plays all the way through to the next track.
Okay, good.
Play that Prince one.
Feels good. By the way, congratulations to Felger and Maz last night taking home Marconi for Major Market Personality of the Year.
That's a personal. That's a hell of an award.
Excellent.
Up by based on what they're up against?
That's not a sports award. That's an everything award.
That's a, hey.
Great job by them. Congratulations to those guys for winning that award last
night. Jimmy and Billy and Murph Murray.
Who's Murph?
Murray.
And Murph. And Murph and Bill.
And the O'Neills.
And that Stewie kid that works on that show. Good job by those guys. They'll be with you at 2 o'clock.
How many hands do you think Sarge is shaking?
Oh, Sarge already put it on his resume. No. At the station won another one of those last night. Red Sox ownership going to speak to the media tonight.
Well, it's good. There's accountability.
There's a problem, though.
What?
It's not going to be a press conference. They will meet with a handful of beat reporters.
Oh, there's a new thing going on over there, huh?
Yeah, where they are trying to really...
Control
the message and control who's allowed to ask any questions and control, you know, who is granted access and who isn't.
Will there be one pool video person that you could feed all the video off of?
So a handful of beat writers will be selected to speak with John Henry and Tom Werner at 5 p.m. They will meet with the two owners. And there will be no cameras allowed.
Excuse me?
No cameras. So no TV, no cameras, none of that allowed.
Well, they got it going on over there, huh?
But it's not just beat writers. It is selected beat writers. Is that my understanding?
I'm Bradford? Pretty sure the regular beat writers will be allowed.
Okay.
Bradford, so if you... Spear.
The regular Abraham. Beat writers that cover the team will be allowed to be there. So, you know, that's
the usuals.
That's a decent number of people is what I'm saying.
You know
there's a lot.
If Shaughnessy wanted to go, would they let him in?
I don't know. He's not a beat writer. He's a columnist.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But could you imagine the Red Sox ownership having a press conference?
My understanding is that this is for the beat guys only. Guys,
you know
who
what?
Are considered beat writers only.
Mm-hmm. For those guys that weigh 6.5 or 7 weeks down there at spring training. And
what are they hiding from?
And grind and travel with the team and put in hard work as opposed to, we're going to send down a local news guy to get a soundbite down there. Good for these guys. If that's, you know, maybe they're taking care of them. I'm just trying to look at it in a positive way here.
Would spend any other time addressing the media about like the multitude of concerns with your team, I could understand that. This is the only availability that they've had, that the media has had for ownership since...
Dave Dombrowski got fired.
Since they fired the guy who runs the baseball team.
They ended up having the president call in at a radio
station. Runs the baseball side of things on the baseball team.
Right. Mm-hmm. Season's about to end.
Yeah.
Barely going to... Their
was
record
a Friday
they two again, or three games above 500.
I don't know.
Another Friday evening
six
news
or seven,
dump.
Maybe
are they that many? Oh, good for them.
Like 82 wins
Friday
the other day
evening
when I
news dump.
Friday. I want to talk to everyone Friday.
Friday.
At 5 p.m.
Friday at 5.
Oh, that's convenient.
It sounds like something coming from a newspaper owner. A guy that wants stuff in the newspaper the next day, so people have to pick up the newspaper the next day. Right. If only the beat guys are there. Correct.
Maybe it's only Globe beat people.
Yeah. No.
No, because you can get on your phone quickly.
No, because if you want to...
Nobody buys papers.
Sell newspapers, you don't sell any newspapers anymore. Yeah. It's all digital. There's no selling of the actual papers.
It gets out quick.
In fact, they charge an exorbitant amount of money because they don't want to deliver papers anymore. They want you to just buy their digital subscriptions. That's really what the model has become.
Maybe they sell a couple subscriptions because of that. That are out of their free articles. It's the end of the month. They probably read their five free articles for the month.
I think you're reaching on that one. I think they're doing it on Friday at 5 p.m. because they're trying to stay under the radar.
Yeah.
Hoping even a few of the invited guys won't show up.
Other teams are going Facebook Live, a Twitter Live broadcast of the press conferences, all this stuff. They're going the other way.
They won't even have a press conference. They don't even want a press conference.
What's they're the trying next to level duck. Below obscure?
They're trying to duck from everybody, trying to hide.
Closing drop.
That's what they're trying to do. I thought you weren't going to do that anymore.
I'll just throw it up there.
They're trying to hide. They don't want to. They don't want to speak to anybody.
Stupid tech people messing with me. The TV side.
No cameras.
They covered up. I'm covering up. Maybe we should do no cameras.
So they're afraid of what? What are they afraid of? It's their team.
You know what you're afraid of? I think it's attaching. Like if a serious question, it's emotional. Like you see someone's face. Like oh, he means that, or I don't know. Maybe you could tone down the answers with it that way. It's odd.
It just means you're not going to see the full transcript of the event. You're not going to see everything in context. You're so, going to see what the writers write.
Is this going to be in a boardroom then? A boardroom setting? Like, come on in. We have 10 seats around a big table.
I don't know.
If there are no cameras, you're not going to see the full. Like, you could
I bet that's it.
You could sit down and watch a full video of a press conference to get full context, get everything that person said.
Belichick.
When it's something like this, you can't do that.
Belichick says nothing, yet he stares Dana Jacobson down for 20 seconds, and it's the biggest. Like, that's what you miss here. Like, if Bill said no comment, she says, thank you. We don't know what happens. We don't know that he stood there and stared at her and then walked off. Like, that's what you take out of this.
I don't know what you're saying. Oh, would you like some water?
I bet they're doing this in their boardroom. I can't see them going to some dais up in front of the group.
No, I doubt it. They'll do it standing up outside on the level behind the club or something upstairs.
And that's just a 5 p.m. throwaway.
They all have to crowd around.
Do
the interview.
Have some chicken fingers when you're
out. They'll have to sit there and ask their questions.
That's got to be fun to sit in all that traffic to wait for that.
Why wouldn't John Henry want cameras there specifically?
I hate the whirring sound of the film inside the canisters. It bothers my tinnitus.
Maybe he still thinks it's those big black boxes that you put the cape over and you look underneath and you have to open it with the little... Remember when you were a kid and you made him with the little pinholes?
The blinding of the flashes is bad for my glaucoma.
He's like Chuck McGill from Better Call Saul. He's got an allergy to electromagnetic frequencies.
Fresh film. We're going to have...
My EMF allergy.
We're going to have fluid things that you can put your...
He's electromagnetic hypersensitivity.
And we have a development room for you. Ultraviolet room.
Walking around in one of those Boston Marathon blankets wrapped around his head at all times.
We have a dark room. You can develop all your film.
Tell the boys, paper and pencils only. No phonograph recorders.
Phonograph.
Leave the Victrollers in the Victrollers in the buggies, boys.
So that's
Fireside
what they're doing.
Chat.
Mr. Henry, it's going to be 78 degrees.
I'm chilly.
I'm always cold.
Do you think he keeps a sweater in
the
car?
Can I get a sweater?
He does. I bet he keeps a sweater hanging in the back of his like Maybach or something, doesn't he?
Are you cold? I'm cold. Right to the bone.
It says climate controlled. This doesn't feel like it's climate in here. It's a warm climate.
Glad you could make it,
Shut
boys.
The door. There's a draft.
Those cars have heated seats.
I've warmed a bowl of bouillon for each of you.
Could you warm the milk?
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Can you warm the milk for me? I hate cold milk.
Maybe this is why he doesn't want cameras in there. Maybe. He's just tired of us. You guys are a-holes.
Yeah, no, this is much better. This option is much better.
We're already doing it before he did it.
You know what?
This is worse.
Guys, Monday, whatever we get out of this, we will dramatically reenact the quotes.
We will do it.
I know that we've got a football game on Sunday that we will be reacting to.
23 points.
Can we carve out time on Monday to dramatically reenact John Henry?
Yes. Tom.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining me here today.
Say something, Tom.
Well, I don't know.
Welcome, boys. Have a seat on the Chesterfield opposite me. Let's take our time.
Game.
Let's have a low-impact chin wag about the season past. Will there be soup?
Soup? Maz eat soup!
So to those of
it's
you beat writers, to those of you select few beat writers that have gained
lucky you
entry and will have already received your handpicked invitation to meet with the owners today, go at them for us, would you?
Hashtag plus.
I've had my
Don't
man,
go easy in there.
I've had my ma'am warm some broth for all of us to enjoy.
617-779-0985. One more segment of your calls. We'll do that next. Then today's takeaways. Fake promos at 150.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways coming up. Fake promos 10 minutes from now. 617-779-0985.
Much better, Jim. Jim on his redemption tour.
Josh in Alaska, go.
Hey. Way to let this ride.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, some problem. How you doing, Alaska?
Doing great. Nice 28 chipper degrees this morning.
What's the last thing you killed?
Moose last week. Nice big bull.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow. Bull's head off. It's big.
Yeah, he was 50 inches, about 1,500 pounds.
Good grief. Yeah. How do you get it in your truck after that? You just cut it up there?
I have four sons. That's how I do it.
Nice.
Come on, boys. That's right. I was wanting to ask, seriously, instead of not just making fun of the new coaches and whatever, but ask you guys what you think. What's the future of the NFL? Like when the Belichick era, you know, the older coaches leave and we got these coaches like Kitchens and LaFleur. I don't think LaFleur is that good. I think they're doing all right because Rodgers is a NFL quarterback. But like, look at Mayfield. He's not developed. Kitchens isn't going to develop him. I mean, in 10 years, we're going to see everything shotgun and just the professional college football league.
Well, I mean, it's a good question because I think we all understand, like, Bill's number one. Pete Carroll's probably number two as far as, you know, older tenured coaches that have been around that have won. Like, Mike Tomlin is thrown in there because of his tenure and how long he's been. And we've talked about this multiple times on multiple shows on his station. Like, who's your top six coaches in the league? Like, Andy Reid's got to be up there, right?
He is.
And after these guys
But you look at Andy Reid and you say, Belichick coach circles around that guy.
It's wide ass open after that. But then
Payton, I think, is a good coach.
Payton's a good one that I missed there. Yeah.
I think he's good. I think John Harbaugh is a good coach. I like John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I think Jim Harbaugh needs to get his ass back to the NFL because Michigan doesn't impress me. They impress you?
No, and I don't know if
Hardy?
I don't know if I'd want
to ask Hardy if Michigan impresses him.
No,
how's Big Brother look right now?
But you know what? And then you look, but then you do see someone. But then you do see someone. I mean, as much as we poke fun at Sean McVay for the way he talked to Belichick at the Super Bowl, Sean McVay is that's a hopeful case right there.
It seems like he puts work.
That guy is smart. He appears to have a team that's pretty well disciplined, and he seems to be able to run a program.
Here's what bugs
he might be a little too offensive minded, but.
It's like this LaFleur guy or Freddie Kitchens. Like, why can't Wade Phillips be the head coach of one of those teams? You know, guy's been around, defensive-minded head coach. Find one of those McVay-type gurus and let him run your offense. Like, it seems like players love Wade. He just couldn't be a head coach. Had his chance with Cowboys, and then that was it.
Some guys just don't have it. Wade Phillips was the head coach in Buffalo, too.
True. That's right.
Right?
Houston. In Denver?
Houston? Was he head coach of Houston for a little bit? Okay.
Dallas, Buffalo, and Denver, I believe,
okay.
Right?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I think there are some guys who are younger that can coach.
Like, look at, like, Bruce Arians. They, like, got him out of retirement to come back and coach, to be head coach. Like, you know, sit there and drink that paint. I told you, he's a good quarterback. We took that penalty.
Do we count Sean McDermott as a younger coach? He's 45.
I put him in with the guy that's like it's Atlanta. What the hell's his name? Dan. Whatever his name is. Forgettable. Balls. Thursday's for the ball.
Hey, right? He's above.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn.
He's above 500, and he started out the year.
Same thing.
Dan in his Quinn. Third year, 3-0. Yeah. He's got his team trending in the right direction. He's building something on defense there.
He made the playoffs in his first year with Tyrod Taylor.
I know, and he made the playoffs in year one. I mean,
yet he comes
that's not representative of building something, though.
No,
this year, you look at it and say, all right, they're putting it together now.
But he comes from Ron Rivera's school of, hey, build a good, tough defense and then find some guys to play some offense and just play some football.
He took somebody else's players and went to the playoffs and then broke it down, and now he's building it back up. So that's a sign of somebody that's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's probably a pretty good coach. So I'm just wondering if we consider him young or not, because if he's considered young, he's under 50. I mean, Pete Carroll's 68 years old.
I consider him young.
Pete Carroll's 23 years older than Sean McDermott. I think Sean McDermott, if you're under 50, should be in the younger group. And I would say he's probably one of the younger guys that could turn into one of the better coaches in the league.
I don't put an age tag on it. I put how many years have you been the head guy.
Okay, like he's been a head guy. This is it. This is his third year.
That's good then. Then I put him as a young guy. Yeah.
All right. Doug in Duxbury. Doug.
Doug's. Hey guys, how's it going? Love the show. Great show. I got a question for Zoe today. Zoe, I know you're doing the game on Sunday, and I'm just wondering, what do you think? If Pats win that coin toss, are they going to receive? They're going to defer?
Defer. Put the defense out there. Get number one defense in the league. Shut them down. Play field position. Get the ball to 40. Mix it up. Put it in first drive. 7-0. That'll quiet that place. You do what you do. You defer. All of a sudden, we're in Buffalo. Now, we're going to take the ball. It's a good question, though. I mean, based on what can the weather potentially be there? I think it's going to be mid-60s, not a ton of wind. It could get weird up there to wind. Like, if the wind's really blowing one way, I can see it maybe. Yeah, deferring and saying, hey, let them take the ball. We'll take the wind the first quarter. That all plays into effect what they're going to do. Bill, get out there and figure it out.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. Fake promos on the way.
Oh.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Oh.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who encourages you not to give up on losing weight. Set up a consultation and learn how easy losing weight can actually be. All right.
Okay.
It is actually Fake Promo Friday.
Sure is.
Takeaways. How many we have here? You boys been
nine.
Busy.
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine times.
Seven from this show.
You'll understand. You'll understand as we get toward the end. But we begin with Zolak and Bertrand. Fake promos. Now, you know, we hear the real promos all during the week. We think these are a more accurate representation.
Indicative of the show.
Yes, exactly.
Use that word in a sense.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Paul's in Rhode Island. Hi, Paul.
They don't appreciate Italian kickers. There's not many left. And if we get invaded by the women, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's a legitimate fear.
Yeah, invaded by the women when he...
Amazons.
I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Amazons from spaceships.
He was talking about if Carly Lloyd was able to get a job kicking in the NFL. That's what he meant by if we get invaded by the women.
Yeah.
Then what?
That stupid thing the Red Sox have. A mascot.
Invaded by the women.
Big woman mascot.
Yeah, of course.
Nightmares. Are they brother and sister?
No, cousins, they said.
No, brother and sister.
He said cousins.
Tessie and Wally are brother and sister.
Wow.
I'll look it up.
Wouldn't you make the sister the little sister?
I'll tell you what. I bet Wally and Tessie are willing to talk on camera, unlike the owners.
Little sister, it says here.
Thank you.
She's
nothing little about her.
No, that's the problem. Like Wally was there first.
She's got like 2 feet on Wally.
Yeah. Like someone fed her. She's on the original. 10, Zolak
and Bertrand. Talk about this this Sunday in Buffalo. Go.
All right. Patriots 3-0. All right. What
good show.
Are they going to... What?
No, talk about the game.
Like a good show.
Shut up. Let him talk about the game.
3-0.
Go.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me if we had let like Colin the intern take over.
Sarge.
And do the show and talk about the game.
Sarge.
Like, all right, 3-0. Pat's 3-0.
Tommy,
Bills 3-0. They'll play on Sunday.
We'll take some calls
in Buffalo, or Sarge's. Yeah,
yeah. Sarge wouldn't even.
Sarge's 3-minute show.
I'd like
Sarge
to thank had like 10 everyone for being a part of the show today, starting with Tom, T-Bone Morgan.
Should we take some calls, Tom?
Salute to you, sir.
What do you think, Tom? Right. I won't pump my wrestling podcast that I spent hours upon hours taping.
Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How great Patrick Mahomes is already, and they're putting them saying that he's better than Tom Brady already.
Well, him's good, and I know Edwin had response to what?
Mahomes.
Kansas City.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zoe speaking in podcast description form.
Yeah, yes. TNR podcast.
Yeah.
Nutshell. Which is crazy. It just gets encoded differently. Wow.
Which they still try and claim is a website glitch that nobody is buying.
It's a translator. It's tubes.
Hims like to watch
circuits
early today.
Home
to talk football.
Holmes.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I watch him in warm-ups. Boom. This kid gets stuff done.
Yeah.
Didn't say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I didn't say it.
I didn't. I pulled off that one, boy.
Brakes.
Left turn.
Uh-oh. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
That was one of the best those I've ever seen.
Couple of items.
Oh, my God. It's the Cordell Stewart, Ty Law play. Wow.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I didn't realize how far Stewart threw that ball.
Yeah, again, that happened on a TV monitor in the studio we were in Foxborough. It was nothing we were talking about.
Nothing that
we
was
had
going
to then explain.
Was it going on the simulcast?
No.
No, I blame,
no,
I blame Jim.
No.
Jim usually has a simulcast on above us.
Yes, but for some reason the
Jim
channel wasn't available
channel
that
wasn't
day.
Available on that TV.
Mm, they didn't pay the bills either.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Offers 4 sedation to make your experience as stress-free as possible. Oh, no, that's IV sedation.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You read it as Roman numerals. They offer 4 sedation.
Oh, we see Roman numerals.
Dr. Bieler offers 4 IV IV sedation. IV. Look, they spelled Ivy wrong.
Why don't they just put I dot, I period, V period, IV?
Because I think intravenous is one word.
Intravenously. That's good. I'll use that next time. Probably won't read that again, but...
One all right. Before we get to the bonuses today, one more from Zolak and Bertrand, fake promo.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
There should be no reason, and I think that this Bailey kid could take on both loads.
He was perfect in week one against the Steelers.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You guys missed that.
No.
No, we didn't. No, we did not.
We just decided to work through it.
We decided to just plow ahead.
Well, big night last night as 98.5, the Sports Hub, was awarded the Marconi for Station of the Year. So we thought it would be only fair to highlight in our fake promo Friday one of the other shows responsible for helping earn that award. And, of course, all the people who work here at the Sports Hub on the air and off the air. But Toucher and Rich, big anchor of the Marconi Award-winning 98.5
sure.
Sports Hub.
Mornings at 6, Toucher and Rich.
I didn't think they need him. I thought they'd be just fine.
But you thought they would have made some sort of move.
But I think they're just going to... But a big reason why I think they're going to be just fine...
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's not edited?
That's our promo?
That's Albert Breer. I'm with Dutcher and Rich.
Is that their
unedited.
Promo?
Unedited.
Stuttered prick.
What?
But if you're but I think there's just going to... But a big reason why I...
But a bing, but a boom, but a bing, but a bop. Bing.
That's better than Green Bay.
Green Bay.
And in addition to the station, Felger and Maz awarded the Marconi for Show of the Year. Best show.
Tremendous honor.
All radio, major markets, all radio. Felger and Maz, best show. Marconi Award winners last night. Here's a promo of Felger and Maz.
Afternoons at 2, Felger and Maz.
Was that me?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't touch it.
Me either.
I didn't touch it. I didn't mean to touch it. I might have touched it. That was unintentional. I did. I think I may have touched it, but I didn't think I touched it like that.
Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub. She said.
Those guys are coming up next. Felger and Maz.
Bills Mafia this weekend.
Make sure everybody calls him and congratulates him on the major award. It's a major award.
It's a major award.
It's a major award.
Said it came early. Said they're bringing it tonight. Hot damn tonight.
Put it on right now. Put it down.
Hot damn tonight. It's a major award.
They could send a deed, for Christ's sake. I didn't think they were going to send a whole bowling alley.
All right. I'll be back Sunday, as will Zoe. Patriots, Bills, Felger, and Maz next. Have a great weekend.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi everybody. Welcome to the program, Felger and Maserati on a Friday, meaning agenda-free Friday. They are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose new Acuras, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Anything from the week we've gotten to or...
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.